15. Conclusion to the pre-gospel. Jesus says,
"The cycle is over. It has been so sweet and gentle, and with it your Jesus has taken you out of the turmoil of these days, without any shock. Like a baby enveloped in soft woolen swaddling clothes and laid on soft cushions, you have been immersed in those blissful visions so that you might not perceive the cruelty of men who hate instead of loving one another and be terrorized by such ferocity. You could no longer endure certain situations, and I do not want you to die because of them, because I take care of my mouthpiece. The reason why victims have been tortured by utter despair is about to cease in the world. Therefore, Mary, the time of your dreadful suffering for too many reasons in such strong contrast with your feelings will come to an end as well. But your suffering will not cease, you are a victim. But part of it, the latter, will cease. Then the day will come when I will say to you, as I said to Mary of Magdala when she was dying, rest. It is now time for you to rest. Give me your thorns. It is now time for roses. Rest and wait. I bless you, O blessed soul. That is what I was saying to you, and it was a promise which you did not understand, as the time was approaching when you were to be immersed in, rolled over, chained and filled with thorns, in deepest darkness. I am repeating that to you now, with the joy which only to love, which I am, can feel when it can stop one of its beloved from suffering. I am now telling you that that time of sacrifice is ceasing. And I, who know, say to you, on behalf of the world which does not know, on behalf of Italy, of Via Reggio, of this little village where you brought me, meditate on the meaning of these words. I say to you, thanks as is due to Holocausts for their sacrifices. When I showed you Cecily, the virgin spouse, I told you that she became impregnated with my perfumes, behind which she dragged her husband, brother-in-law, servants, relatives, friends. You played the role of Cecily in this mad world, and you do not know, but I am telling you, I who know. You became saturated with me, with my word, you informed people of my desires, and the best among them understood, and following you, a victim, many more have risen, and if your fatherland, and the places dearer to you are not completely ruined, that is due to the fact that many victims have been consumed after your example, and your ministry. Thank you, my pleased one. But go on. I have great need to save the earth, to buy the earth again, and you victims are the money. May wisdom, which taught saints, and teaches you directly, elevate you more and more in the understanding of the science of life, and in its practice. Pitch your little tent near the house of the Lord. Nay, pitch the pegs of your own dwelling in the abode of wisdom, and live there without ever coming out. You will rest under the protection of the Lord who loves you, like a bird among flowery branches, and he will shelter you from all spiritual storms, and you will be in the light of the glory of God, from whom words of peace and truth will descend for you. Go in peace. I bless you, O blessed soul.
Immediately afterwards Mary says,
"A present to Mary for her feast from Mother. A chain of presents. And if there are some thorn amongst them, do not complain to the Lord who has loved you as he has loved few people. I told you at the beginning. Write about me. All your sorrows will be comforted. You can now see that it was true. This gift had been put aside for this time of excitement, because we do not take care only of the spirit, but we also look after matter, which is not the queen, but a useful servant to the spirit in fulfilling its mission. Be grateful to the Most High, who is really a father to you, also in an affectionately human sense, and lulls you with sweet ecstasies, to conceal from you what would frighten you. Love me more and more. I have led you into the secrecy of my early years. You now know everything about Mother. Love me as daughter and sister in our destiny of victims. And love God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, with perfect love. The blessing of the Father, of the Son, and of the Spirit passes through my hands, is scented with my motherly love for you, and it descends, and rests upon you. Be supernaturally happy.